It used to be that the Constitution served as a protection against government abuses, excesses, and wrongdoing. That's no longer the case. Not only are we the people painfully vulnerable to the whims of any militarized cop on the beat, but we're also sitting targets for every government huckster out to fleece the taxpayer of their hard-earned dollars. We get taxed on how much we earn, what we eat, what we buy, where we go, what we drive, and how much is left of our assets when we die. Because the government's voracious appetite for money, power, and control has grown out of control, its agents have devised other means of funding its excesses and adding to its largesse and bank account through taxes disguised as fines, taxes disguised as fees, and taxes disguised as tolls, tickets, and penalties. Americans have also been made to pay through their noses for the government's endless wars, military empire, welfare state, secret agencies, fusion centers, private prisons, biometric databases, invasive technologies, arsenal of weapons, and every other line item that is contributing to the fast-growing wealth of the corporate elite at the expense of those who are barely making ends meet. That is we the taxpayers. Now the government and its corporate partners in crime have come up with a new scheme to not only scam taxpayers out of what's left of their paychecks, but also make us foot the bill, and it's coming at us in the form of a war on cash. What is this war on cash? It's a concerted campaign to do away with large bills such as 20s, 50s, and 100s and shift consumers toward a digital mode of commerce that can easily be monitored, tracked, tabulated, mined for data, hacked, hijacked, and confiscated when convenient. Just the mere possession of cash is now enough to implicate you in suspicious activity and have you investigated. In other words, cash has become another way for the government to profile Americans and render them criminals. The campaign to do away with cash is really not a hard sell if you belong to the growing class of Americans who use their cell phone to pay bills, purchase goods, and transfer funds. Then the government is just preaching to the choir when it comes to persuading you of the convenience of digital cash. In much the same way that Americans have opted into government surveillance through the convenience of GPS devices and cell phones, digital cash, the means of paying with one's debit card, credit card, or cell phone, is becoming the de facto commerce of the American police state. It is estimated that smartphones will replace cash and credit cards altogether by 2020. Already, a growing number of businesses are adopting no cash policies. It's hard to imagine how a cashless world navigated by way of a digital wallet doesn't signal the beginning of the end for what little privacy we have left and leave us vulnerable to the likes of government thieves and data hackers. We're already witnessing how easy it will be for government agents to manipulate digital wallets for their own gain. Indeed, devices supplied by the Department of Homeland Security, believe it or not, allow police not only to determine the balance of any magnetic stripe card, that is your debit card and gift cards, but also freeze and seize any funds on prepaid money cards. So far, every technological convenience that has made our lives easier has also become our Achilles heel, opening us up to greater vulnerabilities from hackers and government agents alike. In recent years, the U.S. government and a host of financial institutions, retailers, and entertainment giants have been repeatedly hacked. And these are the people in charge of protecting our sensitive information. If there's one entity that will not stop using cash for its own nefarious purposes, it's the U.S. government. Who could forget the $12 billion in shrink-wrapped $100 bills that the United States flew to Iraq only to claim it had no record of what happened to the money? It just disappeared. Short of returning to a pre-technological Luddite age, there's really no way to pull this horse back now that it's left the gate. To our detriment, we really have little control over who accesses our private information, how it's stored, or how it's used. Whether we ever had much control remains up for debate. However, in terms of our bargaining power over digital privacy rights, we have been reduced to a pitiful, unenviable position in which we can only hope and trust that those in power will treat our information with respect. America's founders, however, did not believe in trusting government officials or giving them too much power. In fact, they believed those entrusted with power will eventually pervert it into tyranny and undermine our Constitution. Unfortunately, the Constitution has since been shredded. Our republic has been transformed into an oligarchy. We have come full circle back to a pre-revolutionary era of taxation without any real representation.